to rock except our God.
Prepare yourselves. For the next hour, you will experience rock and roll for your soul. Music so intense, you will find yourself asking,
is this really Christian?
Yes, it is. And now, for the host of My Dad Rocks, here is Pastor Alan Ward.
Hello, everybody, and what a beautiful day it has turned out to be. Hey, and there's more good news for you today. I got good news, and it's going to come to you through this show today, all throughout the course of the show. If you got ears to hear, you'll hear some good news. Hey, this is rock and roll for your soul. It's your spiritual hour of power. It is the My Dad Rocks radio show. And boy, have you ever thought about the ramifications of the truth that God is the creator? Have you ever thought about that? I mean, many of you I know believe in God and you believe that he is the creator. But have you ever thought about what that means for us as human beings then, since God is the creator? That's something I'd like to explore today over the course of the show. But before we do that, I want us to reflect on the truth that God is, in fact, the creator and that he is the King of Kings, because that's something that we take for granted, and it does have an awful lot to say to us in our lives, a lot of implications for us in our lives. So we're going to start off listening today to four bands sing about that truth that God is a creator. First, we're going to talk about, through Daniel Band, that he is the actual creator of the world in their song, He is the Creator. Daniel Band with He's the Creator. He is the Creator. He's made this beautiful day that we are enjoying right now here in Sandpoint, Alaska. Next, Petra is going to sing about how Jesus Christ is Lord in their song, Adonai. And that was Petra with Adonai. Brings back a lot of memories. When I first became a Christian, that was one of the first albums I bought there. So brings back a lot of memories for me from many, many years ago back in the mid-80s. Hey, I hope you're warmed up now, because that was just kind of the warm-up. We're going to take it up a little here. I'm going to take it up another notch for you here with Baron Cross and King of Kings. Kings, Baron Cross, and now we're going to listen to the undisputed kings of Christian metal in the 80s and 90s. That is Stryper with Makes Me Want to Sing.
Thank you.
That was Striper, Makes Me Want to Sing. You know what? Psalms 24:1 says this, "The earth is the Lord's and all it contains, the world and those who dwell in it." You see, God is the creator, and since he made everything, he owns everything and everybody. Since he created us and owns us, he has the right to tell us how to live. And we are responsible to do what he says because he's the creator and the owner of us all. And that's part of the ramifications of God creating the world. It's not okay just to say, well, I believe God created the world. Well, that implies then if God created us, then we have some responsibilities towards God to do what he says. And what does God want us to do? Why did he create us? Well, the sole reason God created us was to glorify his name. He says in Isaiah 43, verse 6, "Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth, everyone who is called by my name and whom I have created for my glory, whom I have formed, even whom I have made." You see, God makes us for his glory. That's why he made us. God expects us to live for his glory. He wants us to live in such a way that says that God is the most important thing in our lives, that he is the highest love and our greatest treasure. Man, is that really what God wants from us? I mean, surely he's just okay with me, you know, giving him some credit and saying thanks every now and then, right? Well, that's the way we would like to think it was. But Jesus says something very different. He says that the greatest commandment in Mark 12:30 is, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, with all your mind and with all your strength." Boy, the greatest commandment reflects the truth that we were made to glorify God. We are made to declare by the way we live that he is our highest love and greatest treasure. Can you say that that is the way you live? Can the people that are around you every day say that God is the most important thing in your life? Could they say that Christ is your highest love and greatest treasure? Well, if we're going to fulfill the greatest commandment, you'd have to say yes. Can you say yes to that question? Well, let's listen to Pillar sing about the ramifications of not doing that in their song, "A Shame."
Jesus Christ our Lord. We want to tell about Him everywhere we go. Lifted by grace, by the blood of the Lamb, freely washed and cleansed within. Join us with the King.
That was Halo with Sing, and specifically Sing of His Glory. Halo wasn't ashamed of Christ, but wanted to tell it. Indeed, they wanted to sing about the glory of Christ always. And that's because a Christian has gotten just a small taste of the glory of God in the face of Christ. And this only increases their desire to see His full glory in heaven. And that's what Mastodon sings about in their song, Glory Bound.
Don't you?
Mastodon singing about going to heaven, glory bound, what they'll see there. Think about it for a second. Think about it. If you don't live for the glory of God now, if you take no pleasure in God or the things of God now, if you don't delight in living for the glory of God now on earth, then why would you want to go to heaven when you die? Because heaven is all about the glory of God. You see, that's what makes heaven heaven. Heaven is not about sitting on a cloud and playing a harp or being reunited with loved ones who've passed on. It's not about having a mansion or walking down the street of gold. It's not being without pain and suffering anymore. If that's what you thought heaven was about, then you need to listen to what Jesus says here, because Jesus says something very profound in John chapter 17, verse 24. He says, right before he's led away to be crucified, or arrested and crucified, he says this, Father, he's praying to God, Father, I desire that they also whom you have given me, that is the disciples and by implication all Christians from that point on, be with me where I am. Why, Jesus? So that they may see my glory, which you have given me, for you loved me before the foundation of the world. You see, heaven is about seeing and delighting in the glory of Christ forever and ever, discovering in ever increasing detail how glorious God truly is. That is what we do now in a small way at church here at Sandpoint every week. Every time we meet, we get great joy from seeing more of the glory of God. And that's what makes going to church so enjoyable for those of us who truly know God. So if I don't get pleasure out of the glory of God now on earth, if I don't delight in the things of God now, then I definitely wouldn't want to go to heaven, because for all eternity, that's what we're going to be doing. We're going to be learning about the glory of God and delighting in the glory of God, singing about the glory of God. Too many of us, though, however, try to get our pleasure out of the things of this world. And that's what Tourniquet talks about in their song, Vanishing Lessons.
Silently vanishing, then reappearing, slipping away for a while. Got dematerializing before your eyes. Halloween's a step from my
Tourniquet with Vanishing Lessons. They said, the things we acquire mean fuel for the fire. The feeling is gone, then our souls we will pawn. Dollars for happiness, that's what the world tells us. Poor are yourself in the pursuit of wealth. You know, and they mentioned the rich young ruler out of the Bible in that song there at the last part in Mark chapter 10. Verse 17, it says that as Jesus was setting out on a journey, that a man ran up to him and knelt before him and asked him, good teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said to him, why do you call me good? No one's good except God alone. You know the commandments. Do not murder. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Do not defraud. Honor your father and mother. And he said to him, teacher, I've kept all these things from my youth up. Looking at him, Jesus felt a love for him and said to him, one thing you lack, go and sell all you possess and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come follow me. But at these words, he was saddened and he went away grieving, for he was one who owned much property. Boy, Jesus forced the rich young ruler. He forced him to choose between earthly treasure and heavenly treasure. The rich man didn't want to make Jesus Christ his treasure, and so he chose to hang on to his earthly wealth and thus was lost. And if we want eternal life, then we must make Jesus Christ our treasure now on earth. The rich man was unwilling to do this. Are you like him? Are you really willing to trade eternal life for earthly things? This life is incredibly short compared to eternity. You know, if you could imagine a line that goes out to your right and stretches on out into infinity, and then a line on your left that stretches out onto an infinity, and think of the length of that line in your mind, imagine that, and then you take a dime out of your pocket and you put it on that line. That's what your lifespan is like compared to eternity. Are you really willing to trade an eternity of pleasure for a brief time of sinful pleasure? Are you really willing to endure an eternity of burning in the fires of hell for a few moments of pleasure on earth? For a few possessions that you can't take with you when you die anyways and that'll be destroyed in the end? Is it really worth it for you? You know, Jesus demands that we make him our pleasure, or rather make him our pleasure and treasure now, while we're on earth. That's what he demanded of the rich young ruler. It's what he demands of us. And if we wish to have eternal pleasure and treasure in heaven, our next two bands sing about what we have to do. We have to make him our everything. Here's White Cross with All I Need. White Cross, All I Need. Next, we're going to listen to Shout sing It's All I Need. That was Shout with It's All I Need. Both Shout and White Cross sang songs about the similar thing, that Jesus Christ is all they need. They've made him their highest pleasure and their greatest treasure. And if you want eternal life, if you want to go to heaven, that's what Jesus requires of us. That is the greatest command, to love the Lord God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, as Jesus said in Mark 12:13. Now, if you want to do that, if you want to make Christ your treasure, then you need to do what Baron Cross is going to sing in their song, Here I Am, as they play us out today.
Three, one. You're listening to 830 AM KSDP and K201DA, King Cove, Alaska.
830 AM KSDP, this is Austin Roof. Time now for the marine weather forecast. Starting with 150 Sitkin at Castle Cape. Small craft advisory through Friday. Today, west wind, 25 knots, except a 15 knot north of Chirikoff Island, seas of 8 feet. For tonight, a northwest wind, 25 knots, except 10 knots north of Chirikoff Island, with seas of 6 feet. And then Friday night, northwest wind at 25 knots. Once again, 15 knots will be north of Chirikoff Island with seas of 8 feet. And Friday night, look for west winds to be 25 knots, seas of 8 feet. For 155, Castle Cape to Cape Sarachev, there's